If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't just please God, they reflect Him. You know, Michael Jackson recorded a hit song called Man in the Mirror. Back in 1998, it was nominated for Record of the Year at the Grammy Awards. It was a song that was a mixture between pop and gospel, and it was one of my favorite songs. In one of the lines, the song says, "If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change." Now, I don't know or would even try to pretend that when Michael Jackson wrote that song, he was thinking about the spiritual aspect of it. But I believe there's more meaning in that song than he could have ever imagined. About a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I was talking about God, about our life before we met each other, and our past mistakes and mess ups, and how much grace and mercy over the years that God has extended to us in spite of ourselves. And we both are living testimonies of why God's grace is truly so amazing. But as we talked, we also confessed about our biggest fears when it comes to our relationship with God. Now, mine was misrepresenting Him to others who don't know who He is and never met Him before. And my wife's concern was living a life that's not pleasing to Him. Now, on the surface, both of our concerns were heartfelt and sincere. We know that if it wasn't for God's amazing grace and mercy, we both wouldn't be here today. But the day after our discussion, as I went into my quiet time with God, I realized that both of our concerns, though commendable, were somewhat misguided, because we both unconsciously were relying on our own efforts to please Him and represent Him to others. On one hand, God says in Hebrews 11:6, that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And on the other hand, the Bible says in James 2:26, faith without works is dead. Now, did we miss something? Now, no, because both are actually right. Faith is believing in God's love, whereas works or obedience is our response to God's love. In my quiet time this week, I was reading in 1 Peter chapter 4. Now, if you haven't read it, the entire chapter is truly powerful. I believe I highlighted most of it. Now, almost immediately after reading it, you'll notice that the message in it is so contrary and counterintuitive to the message that is preached in today's churches. Now, particularly 1 Peter 4:19, and it says, "Those who suffer according to God's will, let them commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." Now, this chapter in Peter, for some reason, seems to be overlooked by most Christians, and I'll admit it, I was one of them, because Peter kind of sounds like that good friend who's not telling us what we want to hear, but rather telling us what we need to hear. And guess who also did that a lot? That's right, you guessed it, Jesus. Now, typically, our formula for Christian living is if we do good, then good things should naturally happen to us and for us. But according to Peter, he tells us in verse 12 not to be surprised when bad things happen to us because they come to test us. Basically, Peter was saying just because you believe in Christ as Savior and we choose to serve Him as Lord, that's good. But you still should expect bad things to happen to you. So don't be surprised. Well, thanks, Peter. Now, the question we're afraid to ask God as believers is, then why do good if it won't prevent the bad things from happening or guarantee that good things will happen? Now, personally, I don't think God is offended when we ask questions like that. So after I read verse 19 about continuing to do good while we suffer, I asked the Holy Spirit, then why do good? Then why try to live right to please you, God? Then why even bother? And if that's the case, then why be concerned about me representing Christ or my wife being concerned about disappointing God? But God is so good because he patiently addressed my question by reminding me of how much my wife and I both loved him, or at least we believe we do. And then he reminded me of how much he truly loves us. He reminded me that doing good or trying to please him should be a natural response, not a willful response, to his love. Now, let me say that again in case you missed it, because I almost did. The Holy Spirit said, doing good, trying to be good, trying to please God should be our natural response to his love, not a willful response. It's the difference between striving and abiding. Striving is doing, abiding is being. But what does that mean? Well, think about the man in the mirror, or better yet, just think about a mirror. That's what we are. We're just mirrors in the hands of our maker. God made us in his own image. That's in Genesis 1:27. When he made us, he was looking at himself because he made us in his likeness. And we've all seen a mirror. What's a mirror's job description? Does it have to perform to be a mirror? Does it have to represent anyone or anything? Does a mirror have to please anyone? No, a mirror just has to be a mirror. It just has to exist. The mirror is only as valuable to the person who owns it as it fulfills the purpose of the person who intends to use it. A mirror doesn't have to do anything except, wait for it, reflect what it sees. Reflect whatever is standing in his presence. So if we're indeed mirrors in the hands of our maker, our natural desire shouldn't be as much about doing right or pleasing God, but rather about reflecting his son based on our natural response to his love. Does that make sense? Because we're just a mirror reflecting the image of whose hand we're in. So the real question is, and will always be, how are we responding and reflecting God's love? When people see you, will your life reflect the pain in your life or God's plan for your life? Will your life reflect the tears of your suffering or the joy of your salvation? Will it reflect your persecution or God's power, your rejection or God's redemption, your disappointments in life or God's divine nature? Will your life reflect God's unyielding and unwavering love for you? Now, after that, then and only then do I think it'll be safe to ask myself, is my reflection and response to God's love pleasing to him and representing him accurately to others? Because when God looks into his mirrors or his children, he expects to see a reflection of his son, not us. Because remember, real men don't just please God, they reflect him. So that's Real Men Check In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know what? I love sharing podcast reviews with my listeners because they're such a blessing to me. And I want to share one I received. And this one is from MSouls24. That's their ID name. And MSouls24 writes, "This podcast is exactly what a Christian man needs in this current culture climate. In a PC world where being a Christian is offensive, and this podcast is like a beacon of hope. Though I do learn a ton about the Bible and hear God's word consistently, this podcast offers way more. You get the chance to hear into the lives of men who have been through the challenges we all face and how they made it out to the other side. And not just their challenges, but also the triumphs and successes that help build and encourage us. Real Men Connect podcast truly changed my life. Daily it reminds me and helps me focus on his word, leading my family and building a more intimate relationship with Christ. This podcast has truly been a blessing on my life, and I am so grateful for the investment by Dr. Martin and the rest of his guests." MSouls24, man, thank you so much, or ma'am, thank you so much for that blessing of a testimonial, for that 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And guys, I pick these reviews by random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review to us, I may put yours on the air. And if you guys didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.